Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
It's another episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. Jesse is still wrestling with a pizza. He's got a pizza in his mouth. He's trying to put the box away. The studio stinks. Stinks. Hello, everyone. I am Reese Waters, and with
I am. Oh, you were going to introduce me. No, let's do it again. Let's go. Go again. I want a nice introduction, though.
Hi, I'm
like
Reese.
A royal introduction.
I'm a Welsh immigrant, and I'm teaching an apathetic Canadian called Jesse about the weird and strange, and that's just another word for weird things about Canadian politics.
Hold on. Can you announce me? I'm going to walk. Let me walk into the room.
Okay.
And like as if there's a crowd of people here, and I've arrived.
That sounds very...
Here we go, we're going to do it. Here we go. Okay.
And with us, he's come a long way, is Jesse Harley.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo!
He's cheering himself. That's all you need to know about him.
He's cheering himself.
That's all you need to know. So, Jesse, when you were inhaling ham with the family over Wafakak, did you see the major news story about the major Canadian political scandal? Is that there? It's probably bigger than Tuna Gate.
Tuna Gate.
Which is an episode
It is an episode we did.
That happened. I got to live in Canada and witness a real-life Canadian political scandal unfold in Canada. I was excited. I was physically vibrating.
I'm sure...
I don't think there's any other kind of way of vibrating apart from metaphorically vibrating.
No, I'm not aware. Maybe I am aware, I just don't remember.
I don't know if anybody's used this yet, but I'm going to use it.
Okay.
Vacation Gate. And ring any bells?
No.
Wait.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
So a shit ton, and that's a lot. That's
great,
British slang for a lot. When you say a shit ton, you're not messing around.
Right.
They wouldn't fit in one car. A shit ton of Canadian politicians broke all of the COVID travel restrictions to go on vacation.
No, I have not heard of this, actually.
Well, you're going to love this.
Wait, actually, hold on. There's one. They were talking about it last winter, at least, of like... Canada and a tropical location. We're talking about the Atlantic bubble, I should say. There was
to extend it down to a Caribbean island.
Yeah, you remember that, right?
It didn't happen.
Oh.
But I like how you hear things on the wind and then you're like, maybe it's not real or not. And I'm here to check whether those things actually... No, it was just the wind.
Okay,
it was
so that didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
And that's not where these politicians went.
No, they didn't go there. They went. So at the moment, Canada has...
Hold on. If there are travel restrictions, how are they able to leave the country?
Well, there are reasons you can leave. So essential travel is the phrase everybody uses.
Do you not have to prove that?
Well, if you're a politician...
Oh, I suppose.
A lot of the time they won't... Oh, they're a politician. They're very important.
Right.
They go in there for a reason. So economic services and supply chains, providing a service that is essential to the health, safety, security, or economic well-being of Canadians, or critical infrastructure, health, safety, and security, supporting Indigenous communities that maybe are far away and you need to travel.
There's a long list.
Yeah, transiting for essential purposes, studying, right. attended to sick family members who have nobody else to help them.
Oh.
So some examples of trips the government does not consider to be essential include visiting a family for a vacation, coming to Canada for the birth of a new family member, although they may take an exception for the baby's parent, visiting a secondary home, even for the purposes of upkeep or maintenance, or attending the funeral of a family member, as quarantine measures in Canada already limit the number of attendees allowed at funerals under provincial restrictions. Now, this, before we go into the stories of the politicians who basically pissed these rules up the wall, to use more British slang, I personally know of someone who had to say goodbye to a family member on FaceTime while they were in hospital. And also, a lot of people who haven't been to funerals, they haven't met their grandchildren yet, who've been born for, you know, there's been births, deaths.
Right.
A lot of people haven't had the luxury of being able to go really? To what you they would what you would define as essential to your life, but have followed the rules.
But these guys went on vacation, decided.
And I'm about to read you a list of MPs who flouted the So I'm gonna start with this is one of my favorite ones.
All right.
Senate opposition leader Don Platt spent the Christmas holidays in Mexico.
Lucky bastard.
But this has made me laugh. So he traveled briefly to Mexico, but has now returned to Manitoba for a 14-day quarantine as guidelines apply. Upon arrival, he reflected on his decision to travel and immediately made arrangements to return home on December 31st.
Hold on, say what?
He went there. He reflected and then came back.
He went there, reflected, and then like, oh, so this was a mistake.
Maybe I shouldn't have done this. After all the hassle of trying to get it, which is hilarious.
And then came back. I mean, like, okay, look, as wrong as it is to do, if you're already in Mexico on a resort and you're like, oh, I should probably go back, just, you know.
Enjoy. Maybe another 24 hours in the pool and at the buffet.
Yeah.
maybe five more pina coladas and I'm done. I need a bit more reflection.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe I'll ride a dolphin for an hour. I don't know. But anyway.
You've never been to Mexico, have you? No. Ride a dolphin for 1 hour.
$10. And the funny thing is, he co-signed a directive last year barring all MPs and senators from traveling outside Canada for delegations. Wow. So he helped ban political travel for safety reasons, which is still in effect.
Bastard. Right.
So he was setting a good example. There's a few more. From Alberta, the MLA, Tracy Allard, traveled to Hawaii over the holidays. She resigned when it was realized she'd been to Hawaii.
Lucky bastard.
She said she'd received horrific threats and messages.
She received horrific threats
for
going to Hawaii.
It was so,
I mean, I get it. I get it. But like, horrific. Do we have some of these horrific threats?
She said subjected... Her and her children were subjected to threats of rape and death.
Jesus Christ!
It was so horrifying to see these levels of venom and hate. So I'm taking this...
Has she never been on the internet before?
So I'm taking this as a learning opportunity for myself as I seek to earn forgiveness and rebuild trust to my constituents. And
I'm going to assume, I'm going to take a fairly decent assumption here, that this was on Twitter. The angriest place on the fucking internet. I can't stand...
Just don't go there.
Just like, the amount of people who get in trouble, and you shouldn't say shit, you shouldn't do bad shit, you shouldn't be evil, but if you are evil, if you are corrupt, part of you probably knows it. Stay the fuck off of Twitter. Just don't go on there.
Maybe somebody ever. Somebody might have just sent her an email. Just because you delete Twitter doesn't mean you'll get threats.
I'm fairly certain this happened over Twitter. I'd be willing to bet money that this all happened over Twitter.
Premier Jason Kenney of Alberta, his chief of staff, Jamie Huckabee, has family in the UK and traveled to the UK during what was considered the outbreak of that new potentially,
second strain.
70% more effective. But he left early. He came back when he realized. It's more effective at transmitting.
That's...
I don't mean that in a positive way. It's really effective. Also, he was supposed to stay there longer, but he changed. Again, he had some time to reflect and got wind of the fact that people were finding out about international travel.
So you put her under your breath.
Jeremy Nixon, from another MLA from Alberta, spent time in Hawaii and posed.
You have photos?
No. Where's it gone? I can't remember the person, but I can't remember the name of this one, but I've got the picture. This is a picture of another Alberta MLA in Mexico in a cave. In a t-shirt that was posted on their Facebook while the lockdown was happening.
Okay.
So they were posting.
Okay, look, Bueller, if you're going to skip school, okay, don't send the principal photos of you at the parade.
Exactly.
Okay? That's just.
And then there were other ones. People were caught going to Las Vegas, Buffalo, Mexico. The Saskatchewan Party MLA, Joe Hargrave, he resigned because he went to Palm Springs to finalize the sale of a home. Because why the fuck not? You know? And then And then, but also, but there are actually some, like, there are some stories where, like, they're some of the worst because they were just vacation. They had no excuse.
They had no excuse.
Just go vacation. Yeah, yeah. But there were some who had, like, they were in positions where they could actually get out of the country because of who they were and the resources they had. Other people didn't have that luxury. So,
well, it's also dangerous, right?
Yeah, like it's dangerous and also...
But not just for you, for like when you come, when you return, it's just, and when you go there, get there in the first place, you like, it's just, you know, I don't know. I'm constantly reminded of how much the world is suffering from COVID-19 right now. And not just from the sickness itself, but from the restrictions. And yeah. Like, you know, we're in the Maritimes, we're in Nova Scotia, where, you know, we've got restrictions as well. But like right now, my buddy in Toronto has told me they've gone down into another lockdown, or just did last week. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is because Nova Scotia has such low numbers, and we've always had such low numbers. Why? I don't know. I've talked to doctors. I've talked with pharmacists. They all have different theories as to why our numbers have been so low. And thus, our restrictions are not as heavy as the rest of the world. But I'm being reminded constantly that people are, they're probably going a little nuts from all these restrictions and all this, like, fear and all this. Like, so, like, I'm not playing devil's advocate, but, like, I can see why someone would maybe snap. Not that it's right, nor should they do it, but kind of like, oh my God, I got to go to Florida. You know, just
yeah, but like, this is a class.
It's still not right to do, but like, I can, it's either that they like some part of their brain just snapped and said, fuck it. Or they genuinely don't care.
Well, I think also is part of, if you're part of the political class, you're used to having a lot of expenses paid travel. You're used to having, breezing through kind of queues and stuff because you're important, because you're a leader, you've got that role. I've got this portfolio, I'm responsible for this. And most people don't have that. If you travel, it's out of your own pocket, and, you know, they don't have all that experience. So these are people who decided that they were different because they used to be treated differently because that's what the job allows them to do. So they thought they were above the rules because they make the rules, essentially.
I want to do a quick aside on something that I've been hearing about, and it was about Trump's impeachment and how... that means that his I don't know what it's called, the amount of money he'll be getting if he wasn't impeached after the presidency.
Oh, he'll lose his pension and his travel expenses.
So the pension was how much? $200,000?
$200,000 a year.
$200,000 a year. Travel. And his travel was $1 million.
Yeah.
$1 million.
And also...
What does that include? Does that include hotel? Does that
probably
include everything outside of your home country?
Probably.
So would... Like, because that's insane. Like, $1 million, just, can you not just live in, like, Tahiti for, like, most of the year? Come back.
I don't. But like, also, he'll get a daily security briefing as well. He'll get classified intel on a daily basis as a former president.
Right. So no, I was just wondering about that. I was just wondering about that $1 million travel expense. Like, well, who the fuck came up with that?
I know. Well, politicians, because
it's right. Yeah, of course.
But there were a bunch of MPs and there were a lot of people. Some people left for a private memorial service to scatter ashes.
Oh, we're going back to your story.
Go back to the episode. Some people went to visit like sick or dying families across the border in America. Someone traveled to Greece. NDP MP, Nikki Ashton. She traveled to Greece because she was sick to be with her sick grandmother, because she was spending Christmas alone. And also there was a coalition, Quebec MNA, who traveled to Peru because he hadn't seen his wife for a year because she was in South America. So some of these people, they were obviously in the position that a lot of other people have found themselves in. They just had the resources to actually... act and do it, but they were all caught, and a lot of them have resigned or lost their positions.
Really?
But
wow!
But the biggest piece of shit of all of this,
Reese is pointing his finger at me as if I'm the one who's done these things.
I have saved a lot of this. Was you kind of go, okay, they needed to scatter the ashes of a loved one or go to memorial service.
I have a little bit of sympathy for these people, you know.
Exactly. And if you're in that situation, you had the opportunity and it was that big deal.
I can't be too mad at them for like, I understand.
Everyone's had a shitty year.
Yeah. You know, you want to go visit your grandmother. You want to go like, okay, you want to see your wife. Again, not allowed. Understand why you're not allowed. Totally. Yeah. I get that. I'm not really filled to the brim with hate for these people.
But my argument is all of those people who march without masks on.
And I'm often filled to the brim with hate, Reese.
You are, I know. You're a hate spewer. That's what I call you behind your back.
Yeah, that's
Jesse, the hate spewer.
Now to my face.
And now to your face. I'm in the open now. I'm going to run with it. So the thing is, all those people who march without masks and say it's a conspiracy and the political elite are using it to control people and there's microchips in my ass and all this kind of thing.
Is that where they put them?
When you hear these stories, though, it adds fuel to their fire. Because they're going, yes, look.
That's interesting.
All these politicians, they're saying these rules are for us. They're the ruling elite, and then they're ignoring it. So they have to hold themselves to a higher standard than we hold ourselves.
Yeah, that makes... Because
it emboldens those people, because they've got evidence.
I agree with that. So they either have to hold themselves to a higher standard, or, Reese, don't fucking get caught. The first rule of breaking the law.
Which takes me through to the big piece of shit who we're going to talk about, whose plan to go on vacation.
If you're going to go to Mexico, don't take photos and put them on the internet.
Well, no, so the Ontario Finance Minister, Rod Phillips.
Yeah.
So he went to the Caribbean island of St. Barts. And
St. Barts?
St. Barts. Yeah.
Okay.
That's just what it's abbreviated to. Shall I Google it?
Sure.
St. Barts. Nothing to do with The Simpsons.
That you know of.
St. Barts, it's an island country, a French-speaking Caribbean island, commonly known as St. Barts. So it's known for white sandy beaches, designer shops. It's got a dial code of +590 and a population of 9,131 as of 2020.
What's the population?
2012. 9,131. But that estimate is 9 years old, which is...
9,000? That's the whole island. How big is the island?
It is small. There we go. The average 5-star hotel is nearly over $1,000 a night.
Jesus.
Yeah. So anyway, he went there, and then when he came back, he called the trip, oh, it was a dumb mistake. And he resigned from his role as finance minister, and Premier Doug Ford said he had not been informed about the trip ahead of time, but admitted he'd failed to ask Phillips to return after he'd found out about it. So he found out that he was there, but was like, oh, I won't say anything. He's earned a rest.
Oh, wow.
He said, obviously, I made a significant error in judgment, and I will be accountable for that. I do not make any excuses for the fact that I traveled when we shouldn't have traveled. That's what he said.
But then he resigned.
He resigned, so he came back.
So that's, I mean, he's...
It's a dumb mistake, but he actually, what he'd done was preemptively create media content for his social media channel to give the impression he was still in Canada while he was there.
Amazing.
So he didn't go quiet.
No. Now we're talking. This is...
Now we're talking conspiracies.
No, I like this. This is a guy breaking... Is it against the law what he did? No, it's... I don't know.
He was lying on social media, but again, you can say anything you want.
I love a smart thief. Like, I don't know. I love the, like, it's kind of like an Ocean's 11 sort of, I mean, maybe it's very bare bones Ocean's 11, but the fact that he thought about it in advance, like, okay, how do I get away with this? You know?
Exactly. So on Christmas Eve, I'll show you a screenshot of him. He posted a video. It was a fireside Christmas. So,
I love these fireside videos. I keep finding them.
I don't know why people go, do you know what? We'll do it in front of a fucking fire. They'll eat that shit up. They love it. So in a video posted on Christmas Eve, he was seated beside a fire with a glass of eggnog and a decorated gingerbread house.
I miss eggnog.
And he acknowledged that the challenges of the holidays, thanked residents for doing what they can to protect the most vulnerable in the province. And then he said, as we all make sacrifices this Christmas, remember that some of our fellow citizens won't even be home for Christmas dinner over Zoom.
Like me.
While he was, and when this was posted, I guarantee he was riding a dolphin. And also more tweets went out apart from the video. So he had tweets during his vacation of him meeting local business owners and attending funding announcements that were...
How did
old
he get found
pictures.
Out? This sounds like really, I mean... You know, he went through a lot of work to make sure that nobody found out he was on vacation. How did he get caught?
I don't quite know, but I'm glad, glad he did get caught. And like I said, so of all the politicians, some you can sympathize with, some you can't. He was like, he thought he was some kind of evil vacation genius creating this false narrative on social media while riding a dolphin.
That only happens in Mexico, Reese.
Sorry.
You should really know about Mexicans and their dolphin riding practices.
This is a public safety announcement by the Canadian Association of Dolphin Riders. Don't ride dolphins.
It's very convincing. Thank you.
It's unethical. They don't want to be ridden. And even if they do, they should know better.
Right. The end. That's the end of our PSA.
And that's the end of the episode. That was my first Canadian scan.
What was his name again?
His name was Rod Phillips.
Rod Phillips.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Rod Phillips.
I hope you choke on a gingerbread house and eggnog. And if you don't die, your life flashes before your eyes and it's a learning moment.
Ooh, what if he's waterboarded but with eggnog?
Eggnog boarded.
That just makes it sound light and fun.
If you've ever been waterboarded by eggnog, send us an email. We want to know what it's like. Maybe we'll do it next Wafakak. Maybe we'll make up a new date. I wanted to take this opportunity to say, hey, if you want to get more of me and Jesse, we are on Instagram.
That's true. We are. And Reese puts up a lot on Instagram, and I will break in and answer people's questions when he's not known.
I'm like, oh, we had a message. Oh, someone's already replied. Oh, it was Jesse.
Yeah. He thought we were hacked once.
I did. I thought we were hacked, but it was
kind of funny.
Whoever hacked us was replying nicely to people. And also, we do have Twitter, but it's not as active as Instagram. But if you want to see pictures of us, some of our lives, not really much of our lives.
Instagram is the place to go. We will promote Twitter. We will promote our website. But today, Reese, tell them why they should go to Instagram right after they turn off this podcast. Immediately. Right on their phones right now.
I'm going to bring up our feed. I'll just run you through some of the mind-blowing.
If you have heard of Instagram and if you like Instagram, join us on Instagram.
It's pictures of people. So there was one recent post of a flamingo that talks endorsing our podcast.
I saw that ridiculous shit.
Yeah, one of Joe Biden with hashtag Biden mullet. Me opening a 30-year-old pack of bubblegum.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to promote Ghostbusters 2.
My friend Howie in Toronto wanted to know where the fuck you got that.
I bought that in a antique store in Carmel in California in 2008.
Did you eat the
2007,
gum?
Sorry.
Did you eat the gum?
I was going to, but it kind of it crumbled to chalky dust in my hands. So
it's too bad.
There's pictures of me celebrating New Year's Eve, Jesse drinking some Saratoga egg lemonade.
I think we're maybe overselling the Instagram. Anyway,
my dog licking Christmas presents. It's basically everything
you'd
expect.
It's just pure gold.
Also, I re-edited a video of Justin Trudeau to make it look like he works in a supermarket called Justin's Foodland.
It's pretty much whatever Reese decides to shit out of his mind into his phone every day. Yeah, it's great.
It's amazing. Also,
are we still doing this?
Also,
we're not done this.
A hole that I dug.
We're going to just keep going. I'm sure our listeners love this.
Yeah, I dug a hole and it says, a glimpse into the rock and roll podcast lifestyle. Yesterday, hitting the top five of the comedy charts. Today, digging up the hatch to a septic tank.
Has our podcast devolved into Reese describing Instagram posts to our listeners? Is that what we're doing now, Reese?
We are. Okay. There's some great stuff on here. I'm just going through. It's amazing.
I think we're done.
There's one picture of me.
For the love
on
of God,
beach,
join Instagram to make him stop. Okay.
We have 341 followers. I think that's probably one of the most popular accounts on the internet. Well, if that is insulted, if me describing them as insulted to you, then I don't know what will.
And our low listenership. Yeah, going to make people run to their
Do you want to endorse any social media channels? No? Good.
No.
Anyway, thank you.